Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. I'm talking about my two quarterback league draft with individualized defensive players, dynasty, and I come to find out later a taxi squad. This goes back to the know your league settings, because I'll go into that a little bit later. But so with my first two picks, I went McCaffrey on accident, but I'm okay with it. And then I took Marvin Harrison because I was completely spiraling. By round three, I'd kind of gotten back in control of my faculties, and I picked up Kyler Murray to stack with Harrison. And that's when things were kind of starting to click again. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling my flow. I'm feeling it. And Kyler, if he's healthy, should be a top five quarterback, I think. And then, so that was my 3-7, and then 4-4 coming back around, I picked up Dak. And so a lot of guys had one quarterback at that point, and then were hammering receivers and stuff. I'm like, you know, Dak was the number three quarterback last year, and where this is a legitimate two quarterback start league, I picked him up. And I'm like, two guys that could be top five, that's pretty good. I mean, that might help me just flat out win the season. I've never done two quarterbacks before, but yeah, it's a sure, it feels dirty, I can't lie. But I mean, the game of fantasy football changes, and we have to change with it. And then coming back, I don't know why I used this pick on Kenneth Walker, and I had it in my head, I saw him as the number two dynasty running back. And I do not know why I had that stuck in my head, but he is a starter, and I like Zach Charbonnet, but they're probably going to use Kenneth Walker. And I mean, he was a number 19 in this scoring format last year. And you need guys like that. And there was no receivers there I really wanted. And it's just, yeah, there's guys there, but it's like, I'm going to take this starting running back. And they were all wide receiver twos at that point. Which, if you see how I draft later on, you're like, how? He didn't put any thought into this at all. But we'll see how it shakes out. So after Kenneth Walker, I had the 6-4 coming back, and I took Brock Purdy. And in this scoring format, he was sixth quarterback last year. And I have him on my other dynasty leagues. And I think people are sleeping on him. I think he is the real deal. And he's got, and then I've got the stack there with, he's dumping off to McCaffrey when he passes to him. So win-win. And then, so that was just a no-brainer pick for me. But technically, he is a backup on my roster at this point, and I should have been filling out my starting roster instead of picking up a backup in round six. But I had a method. I at least thought I had a method to my madness. And then coming back at 7-7, Debo was there, and I'm like, I am going to take Debo here. Debo Samuel, he and Ayuk are the 1A and 1B wide receivers for the 49ers. It's like, why not stack him up? So that way, I've got Christian McCaffrey catching passes out of the backfield, and I've got Debo catching passes, and I got the quarterback. Crazy like a fox comes to mind. And then with that, that was kind of like my next tier of drafting. The first two rounds, just I completely spiraled. That was just, and then I kind of got control of the situation again, and like those 3-7 picks, I felt really good about that. That was kind of the team I was looking to build. And then, like, in the next rounds, I'll talk about those in a bit. But that's where it's kind of, things kind of went unhinged again. That's when I started looking at defensive players, and I'll go into that in the next podcast. But anyway, you know what? I told you guys, I had a joke about time travel, but you guys didn't like it. And that's been Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles.